You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 03.14.2024. Current time is 05:57 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. 5:57 a.m. here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside this morning. And this is the Fireman Rich audio podcast. And good morning, folks. Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, the Want to Be Friday edition of the Fireman Rich audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And we're glad to be here getting our day started just a tad early before the top of the hour as far as that goes. And we're getting our day started with a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. And it would not be a morning coffee audio podcast if we did not have the morning coffee, and it's tasting mighty fine. It's almost like it's a regular guest, you know, as far as on the audio podcast, and also over there on Twitch, where Monday, Wednesday, and Friday I do a live stream morning coffee broadcast as well. And it's the same format here. It all started here with the audio, though, before I did the started doing the live streaming. So it's evolved. For those people that have listened to the audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters app, and also on all those other fine places where you can listen to your audio podcast, like we're over on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Spotify for Podcasters app has combined everything to where they can send it out all to those for, it doesn't cost me anything. So I really appreciate that, Spotify. It's a good deal. And I have no association with Spotify, this is the old Anchor app, and let's go ahead and back out the intro music there. It's the old Anchor app that keeps on giving, and it works very, very well. I'm very happy with it, Spotify, just to give you some feedback on that. And there's other people that, other podcasters that use other, I guess is one that comes to mind that I hear some of my fellow broadcasters that are over there on the live streaming side to use, and also some people here on, that I know on the podcasting, audio podcasting side use also. But I think you have to pay for that. I'm not making any money, so I don't feel like I need to buy but this is just all encompassing. I'm recording this live, one shot here this morning at the computer desk on my old LG Stylo 5 Android track phone. That's only a Wi-Fi device now because I've upgraded to a Samsung. Was it A23? I could do it on that. I haven't tried the Spotify app as far as doing the audio podcast, but I just enjoy using the old LG Stylo 5 Android phone, which is a great phone. I've been an Android track phone user for years, over 25 years now and stuff. No, again, full disclosure, no association with track phone. I just a consumer, and those are two products there that I do consume and use, and they are fantastic. So, I like doing the audio podcast, and we're getting it going this morning on this Wannabe Friday, and working towards the weekend. And currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, it is, what's it say? 37 degrees Fahrenheit. 37 degrees Fahrenheit. It says on the digital clock up on the wall that we have the indoor temperature, which is a comfortable 67, but outside where the sensor is out on the front porch, It says it's 37 degrees Fahrenheit this morning, which equates to 3 degrees Celsius. And this digital clock is working quite well. I like it. I do like it. It didn't even have to change it when we turned the clocks ahead last this past Sunday. It did it itself. So let's see. Around the world, our world times and temperatures as I speak. In Honolulu, Hawaii, they just clicked over into today at 12:02 a.m. In Honolulu, Hawaii, cloudy skies, 71 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix, Arizona at 3:02 a.m. currently clear skies, 56 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, Illinois at 5:02 a.m. cloudy skies, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. New York City, the jungle at 6:02, just a little past the top of the hour here. It's 6:02 here in the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. 6:02 a.m. in New York City, clear skies, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. So they're almost they're 9 degrees higher than we are, which is about par for course. Going across the pond in the Atlantic Ocean to Cork, Ireland, we have at 10:02 a.m. cloudy skies here in Cork, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. In Milan, Italy, at 11:03 a.m., an hour before Mancha Mancha time, sunny and clear, 56 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Kuala Lumpur, I like saying Kuala Lumpur. It's just something about it. Someday I'm going to visit Kuala Lumpur. 6:03 p.m. In the dinner hour there about, I guess. Sunny skies, 93 degrees Fahrenheit. Getting a little tad warm there. Tad warm in Kuala Lumpur. And I'm sure it's going to get hotter, too. In Tokyo, Japan, at 7:03 p.m. in the early evening, clear skies. Clear skies and 53 degrees Fahrenheit down in the great continent of Australia, the country of Australia, and Melbourne, Australia, 9:03 p.m. in their evening. Clear skies, 64 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Sydney, Australia, Sydney, it's raining right now at 9:04 p.m., 74 degrees in Sydney. And those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And let's see, what do we have here? What we got going here? Okay. And I'm just checking something here on the Twitter as far as that goes. And let's see. Our national day today, we have today's National Pi Day. That's right, 3.14 National Pi Day. National Write Down Your Story Day, National Children's Craft Day, and National Learn About Butterfly Day. Well, you know what? We could go with National Pi Day, but I like this one. This, I think, is a better one because it relates to New York State, and I love things that relate to New York State. And that is, if I can click it here, National Potato Chip Day. Hashtag National Potato Chip Day. How do we like that one? That's, you say, well, it's Pie Day. Yeah, I know, but potato chips, I like potato chips too. I like pie, but I probably eat more potato chips during the course of the year than I do. Pie. And the significant thing about the potato chip was invented back in 1853 by George Crum, Native American, African-American chef at the Moon Lake Lodge Resort in Saratoga Springs, New York. French fries were popular at the restaurant, and one day a diner complained that the fries were too thick, so they thinned them out, and thus the potato chip was born, as far as that goes. So today is National Potato Chip. It was August 24th, 1853. An unhappy restaurant customer kept sending his potatoes back to the kitchen, complaining they were thick and soggy. Chef George Crum decided to slice the potatoes as thin as possible, fry them up until crisp, and add extra salt. To the chef's surprise, the customer loved them. The crispy potatoes soon became a regular item on the restaurant menu under the name of Saratoga chips. And it's right up there north of Albany, Schenectady area. It's where the Saratoga racetrack is, horse racetrack is. And so it's National Potato Chip Day. We're going with that one, folks. I know everybody's going to say, well, it's Pie Day. Well, I think you should eat a few potato chips also. Okay. Our interesting story, seen it at spring, and I've seen a lot of robins. We were out on the walk yesterday, me and the missus, and we're seeing all the robins bopping around there on the golf course. So this is going to be a bird story. We got migrating birds learn from experience to shorten their epic journey as they get older. Well, I'm getting older, and I could say most of my traveling has gotten a lot less as far as that goes. But wine is typically the first example of something that gets better with age, but scientists suggest that birds are just as good as knowing that too, or doing that. That's because migrating birds learn from previous experience to shorten their annual journey as they get older, revealing a new study about the very mysterious behavior of the migration that these birds do take. Research observes white storks in Germany and Austria found the clever bird plot move or Oh, the clever birds plot more direct routes and even develop shortcuts at their age, while younger birds take more time to explore as they're traveling traveling south for the winter, I guess you could say. The study from scientists at the University of Wyoming, UW, in the United States here, and the Max Pluck Institute of Animal Behavior in Germany suggests that the experiment learning is an important aspect of successful migration. While genetics and social behavior are important factors in shaping animals' migration, information gained through individual experiences appears to help also. And you can apply that to human behavior too, I guess, right? You know, if you touch a hot stove once, you're not going to touch it again, right? the fascinating news, new migration study published in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Science involved the technical, sophisticated tracking of more than 250 white storks spread across five breeding areas in southern Germany and Austria between 2013 and 2020. The tracking data not only pinpointed the migration pathways of the storks, but also measured the timing and pace of the individual storks. So that's a lot of data right there, as well as estimating the amount of energy the stork used for while flying. Ooh, that's interesting. That's some high-tech stuff there. The research team, which also involved researchers from the University of Konstanz in Germany, found that young storks tend to take their time exploring new places during the migration. They're just lollygagging there, in a manner of speaking. However, they also noticed the birds' migrations become increasingly shorter as the bird ages. As the bird age and gains more experience, older individuals stop exploring new places and instead move more quickly and directly, resulting in greater energy used during the migration flight, said lead author Dr. Alan Atkins, who was a joint facility facility appointment with the University of Wyoming's Hab School of Environmental and Natural Science. That's a mouthful right there. During spring migration, individuals invoke novel shortcuts during the transit from early life to adulthood, suggesting a reliance on spatial memory acquired through learning. The research found that individual storks incrementally strengthened their migration routes to find more direct ways to travel between their destination during the spring migration to summer breeding and nesting grounds. Dr. Atkins added that the findings could have implications on a variety of other species of migrating birds. So it might not just be the storks. They got to slap those devices that they track the migrations on other birds, if possible there. Although information has largely been overlooked as a currency-shaping migration behavior, gaining information and using it in incrementally refining migration behaviors through learning could play an important role in saving both energy and times, she says. That's Dr. Atkins. The landscape that the animals move through are complex and dynamic, requiring that migrants learn where and when favorable conditions that facilitate movement occur and how to explore them effectively. Though Dr. Atkins' team doesn't dispute the importance of genetics and culturally inherited information in animal migrations, they say the new findings point towards individuals' experience being another key factor. Whether the first migration is guided by genetics or the results from following informed individuals, other birds that know the migration routes, I think that's how they first learn. It's got to be. I don't think there's a roadmap, an air map implanted in the bird's mind there, but learning within a lifetime represents an additional and complementary mechanism shaping animal migration, Dr. Atkins says. So there's a good story. Yeah, just these white storks, they're a beautiful bird. They make their nests up there in the chimneys of the homes in southern Germany and Austria, as far as that goes. And I think their migration, they take them back down to Africa for the winter, as far as that goes. So there's a good story, a good bird story, is on this Wannabe Friday, Wannabe Friday's audio podcast, the Fireman Rich audio podcast, as far as that goes. Let's see. We do have some history. Our history for today on this day, back in 1794, Eli Whitney was granted a patent for the cotton gin, one of the most important moments in manufacturing and agricultural history. It really changed things as far as that goes in the getting that cotton taken care of and making it into cotton sheets and cotton shirts. And let's see, the Linux operating system version 1.0.0 was released on this day back in 1994. And in Japan and Korea, White Day is celebrated, which is similar to what we have for Valentine's Day, when men and women give gifts to each other. And let's see, we're going to say a happy birthday, 91 years old today, to film icon Michael Caine. He's a great actor. Oh my God, he's a great actor. Known for his distinctive Cockney accent. The two-time Oscar winner also had 6 nominations for his role in The Quiet American, The Cinder House Rules, Hannah and Her Sisters, Educate Rita, and a bunch of other ones. Alongside Laurence Olivier, Paul Newman, and Jack Nicholson, Caine is the only other male actor to be nominated for an Academy Award for acting in 5 decades. So God bless you, sir. and make some more movies. I love his voice. He is a great actor. He's got some great movies out there. Additionally, in the history here, in 1951, during the Korean War, United Nations forces recaptured Seoul on this day, back because at the beginning of the Korean War, the North Koreans were ready to push all the friendly forces, the South Koreans. They made it all the way down to Busan, which is right at the tip of the Korean Peninsula. And I've been to Busan. I spent 1 year in Korea at Osan Air Base, up in the closer to the northern end of South Korea. But I took a train one summer, or when I was over there during the summertime, down to Busan, and it's nice, it's okay. But Korea's just a different country. As soon as you get on the different smells, and I'll just leave it at that. Let's see, 1962, Democratic Edward M. Kennedy officially launched in Boston his successful candidacy for the U.S. Senate seat from Massachusetts, once held by his brother John F. Kennedy. Edward Kennedy served in the Senate for nearly 47 years, and I think he tried to run for president a couple times. It was in 1967, the body of John F. Kennedy was moved from a temporary grave to a permanent memorial site in Arlington National Cemetery there in Virginia. And I have visited said a prayer when I visited. It was in the early 80s there, and when I made my trip down to Maryland, and I visited Washington for a day, and Arlington was one of the places I went and paid my respects to former President John F. Kennedy. And the eternal flame, it is burning. And a very surreal moment standing there. It's very, along with a few other things, on my trip there to Washington, I still remember like it was yesterday to this day. Let's see. Do we have anything else? In 1995, American astronaut Norman Thegard became the first American to enter space aboard a Russian rocket as he and two cosmonauts blasted off from the on a Soyuz spacecraft heading to the old Mir space station. The old Mir. And on this day in 2011, Neil Diamond, Alice Cooper, Tom Waits, Darlene Love, Dr. Love, and Lennon Russell were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as far as that goes. So there we go. And it was on this day back in 2018, a great mind, right up on the level of Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, the best-known theoretical physicist of his time, passed away at his home in Cambridge, England, at the age of 76. He had stunned doctors by living with the normal fatal illness, ALS, for more than 50 years. And there's a movie out there about, I can't remember it, but it tells about his life. A great, great mind. And, a great mind like that. Before he passed, that TV show hit called Big Bang, he appeared on that, I believe. So God bless you and Godspeed, Stephen Hawkins. Last night in the NBA, well, let's go back to Tuesday night because we had the audio podcast on Tuesday. So Tuesday night for basketball, the Knicks beat the 76ers. Woohoo! Yeah, go Knicks, go. And then last night, we had the Nets lost to the Magic. Okay, so, but tonight we're going to have the Celtics, Boston Celtics, go against the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7:30 there in the Boston Garden. And we'll probably watch a little bit of that, I think. And last but not least, because we're going to finish up just before 30 minutes here, we do have a big event going off today, and that's a liftoff is scheduled for 8 a.m. Eastern this Thursday, March 14th, and 8 a.m. is in about another hour and 40 minutes. The window opens for Starships, That's Elon Musk's Starships from SpaceX. Third ever test flight is officially going to be happening this Thursday morning. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, announced yesterday that it was awarding a launch license for the mission. The FAA determined SpaceX met all safety environment policies and financial responsible requirements, the agency wrote in a post on X. Are we gurgling? Technical difficulties here. We're always gurgling. I got to reset the audio. Sorry about that, folks. It happens. But the Starship, the biggest and most powerful rocket ever built, is scheduled to take off this morning from SpaceX Starbase Station in South Texas during the 110-minute window that opens at 8 a.m. And we're going to be watching it. Matter of fact, I have a tab page listed, or one of the they have a constant live loop, live broadcast on the YouTube, and I'm watching right now NASA spaceflight, and it's some avid individuals. This is, I don't think this has anything to do with NASA, but it's a YouTube page that keeps a constant vigil on the spaceport there. Gateway to Mars, I guess they call it also. But you can see a light blinking on the tower that is adjacent to the Starship, and you can just make out the bottom portions. And it looks like they're loading up the fuel, because there's a lot of heavy, dense smoke that you see when you have liquid nitrogen. You know, when it dissipates, a dry ice, that type of effect in the morning there. And they have a tick, an hour and 37 minutes. This is Starship Flight 3 that will be taking off today. So we may be live streaming for that. I have decided. I got, I can pop up real quick. I think maybe I did that for the landing of the last moon lander there that sort of went belly up and landed on its side, as far as that goes. I think the follow-up on that one, I can't remember the name of it. It just happened here a few weeks ago. The battery went dead, and I guess they got whatever science they could get out of it and stuff. So, but we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here, seeing that I've covered all our points and topics here for the March 14th, Pi Day, but the national day is Potato Chip Day, folks, okay? On Pi Day. We're going to finish a little early here, so I can prep for a possible live stream for this, but I definitely will be watching this, and I'm a space nut. I love watching these rockets go up, and it signifies advancing in technology, and we're moving the ball forward as a human race, and I just think it's intriguing. But I want to say thank you for all that are listening to the Fireman Rich audio podcast. It means a lot. I see the numbers, and they're for me, they're very significant. They're only like 10 to 15 people on the average and stuff, but I still really enjoy that, and it really means a lot. So I want to say very graciously thank you very much for your listens to the Fireman Rich audio podcast. I greatly appreciate it, and we're going to continue doing this as far as on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Next Tuesday, though, is a Mixcloud day, so we won't be back for the audio podcast here next Thursday. So we're going to be doing the Mixcloud broadcast for our second Tioga Radio Show on Mixcloud for Tuesday. So, but you can follow me over there on X at Fireman Rich. You can follow me over there on Truth Social at Fireman Rich. I'm on Blue Sky at Fireman Rich. Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich. And the public Facebook. Just type in The Real Fireman Rich, and on all four of those platforms, they're usually the same post. I know there's different people on different platforms, so I try and cover it. But this is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters for the Fireman Rich audio podcast. Wishing you well. Have a great Want to Be Friday this Thursday, and you're working towards the weekend, and we're getting there. You all have a great one wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.